He spent 4 years in the United States Air Force, 2 years in South America as an American missionary. He is a published author, former political consultant, an expert in history, economics, conspiracies, politics, philosophy, and religion. He has never missed a single question on an IQ test, making him the most intelligent patriot in America. Welcome to the Paul Drockton Radio Program.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Drockton Radio Program and my website, internettruth.org. And as many of you know, my newsletter did go out Sunday, and basically there was quite a bit of information in there, which we'll talk about. And of course, I want to make sure that you remember that you can call into the program. And the number is 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And we're going to talk about quite a bit today, actually, quite a few things today. And one of the things I want to talk about is gold confiscation and the gold standard, so to speak. Some alternatives to confiscation, in other words, things you can do so you aren't victimized by it. And the reality is that there are many people in this country that believe that we should be on a gold standard. And let me just explain to you. If you look at the history of banking, remember we go back to the Knights Templar during the Middle Ages. They were on a gold standard. In other words, what would happen is that pilgrims on their way to the Holy Land would deposit their gold and their silver with the Templars, and in exchange they would get what was called a wooden chit. And these chits became the first currency of Europe. They were used in lieu of gold and silver. They were basically a fiat currency, so to speak. The Templars realized that during any business day, the average withdrawal was less than 1% of the total deposits. So basically, most people kept their gold and silver in the Templar vaults. So there really was very few people redeeming these wooden chits for gold and silver. Therefore, they were able to print multiple chits and against the same gold and silver, and you ended up with the same problem. Now, they would let kings borrow these chits at a higher interest rate, charge interest on it. They began to charge everybody interest to use their chits. And as a result, they became extremely wealthy. They became the wealthiest force in Europe. Remember this. So when people talk about a gold standard, it's meaningless, my friends. It's just another word for gold confiscation. The two go together. Remember that. You don't get one without the other. The first thing they did after the Federal Reserve Act in 1913 is shortly thereafter in 1932 or 33, they placed the country on a gold standard, meaning that the currency was supposed to be backed by a percentage of gold. So much gold for every dollar, so much precious metals for every Federal Reserve note. And the reality is we all know what happened. They went around, took people's gold, saying, look, we need this. We'll give you FRNs, Federal Reserve notes. We'll give you dollars in exchange for your gold. And the bankers got that gold at a discount. And I think they were paying $32, $33 an ounce. So it's just another way to steal your real wealth, which is gold and silver. So don't be fooled by the gold standard. I mean, it's obviously been one of the biggest illusions, I think, in our history. It's meaningless. It allows them to steal from you. Don't let it happen, my friends. Again, if you'd like to call in, feel free. We will be right back.
We
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home, all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton Radio Program and my website, internettruth.org. And just to remind you that when you go to RBN's website, Republic Broadcasting Network, you can click on the Republic Trading Group banner, and you will get me. In other words, I will help you acquire your precious metals. And just remember that when you buy gold or silver through Republic Trading Group, that the largest percentage of the proceeds benefit this network, literally. And it's another way for you to contribute to, so to speak, to this network. So Republic Trading Group and Paul Drockton, my friends, the perfect match, I believe, and I think you will too. If you'd like to call in, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. So as I said, forget the gold standard. You do not want a gold standard, my friends. And I realize that, you know, Ron Paul advocated a gold standard. And trust me, I agree with him on everything except this. This is one of those things where I believe this is just it's just not beneficial for you or for me. Benefits the banksters because they're able to take something that has no value, Federal Reserve notes, and buy up your precious metals with it, gold that is. One of the big myths of our time is the myth of a gold standard. The theory goes that if we had a currency backed by gold or just used gold by itself, we could stabilize the world's economy. The fact is, there just isn't that much gold out there to use as a global or even national currency. In the world, there are currently somewhere between 120,000 and 140,000 tons of gold above ground. To visualize this, imagine a single solid gold cube with edges of about 19 meters, about 3 meters short of the length of a tennis court. That's all that has ever been produced. Divided among the population of the world, there are about 23 grams per person, about 1.2 cubic centimeters each. This equates to about $250 to $350 worth per person on Earth, depending on the current price. This creates a series of problems. One, a gold standard would result in gold confiscation by governments trying to stabilize their gold-backed currencies. This is what happened under the last gold standard. And as I said, it's theft, my friends. They give you paper in exchange for gold. That's how it works. Two, concentrating wealth in the hands of the government leads to fraud and theft. As greedy politicians seek to feather their own nests and create their own financial empires, what do you think will happen to all that gold? Hint, Fort Knox and the Twin Towers. Third, the crown-owned Federal Reserve banking system is the real problem. Governments and currencies should be owned by the people, not a cabal of satanic psychopaths looking to wipe out 90% of the world's population. The Founding Fathers understood the above, which is why the following verbiage is written into our Constitution. No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque and reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. So bottom line is that no state within these United States can enter into a treaty on its own, an alliance with another state, or a confederation within the other states. Cannot grant letters of marque and reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payments of debt. Now notice it doesn't just say gold, it says gold and silver. We've got David on the line from New Mexico. Dave?
Hi, Paul. It's been a while since I've spoken with you. On the gold standard, I'd like to talk about that for a moment. In theory, you know, Ron Paul is correct, but the fact that people overlook is that the vast bulk of existing gold bullion coins and even the gold yet to be mined in the ground is in the hands of the great nations and major banks and royal families. The amount of gold that's available in the common man's hands is extremely puny. And if we go to the gold standard, these elite SOBs will still be able to command the gold. Silver is really where the average man needs to go. There's much more silver in the hands of common people, and the elite don't really control silver. Would you agree with that?
I agree with you 100%. Now, I'll be honest with you. I think Ron Paul is wrong about this because I think that if you take a look at backing the currency with gold, there just isn't enough gold out there. And as you pointed out, they'd have to confiscate every ounce, number one. Number two is that gold would disappear just like the gold and silver disappeared under the Knights Templar. So, yeah, we're pretty much in 95% agreement here, Dave.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a matter of theory. The idea is that gold is not equally distributed. And if we do, the thing is, money is so badly inflated now, it's got to go down one way or another. Reality is going to force that on us. The paper dollar is worthless.
And amen. I agree with you 1,000,000%. You know, it's interesting because if you read the Constitution, the founders said gold and silver legal tender.
Right. But, you know, it used to be even a tiny sliver of gold would buy you some goods, a lot more than a paper dollar of gold.
Yeah, I look back at the gold currencies that they had, and they were $5 gold pieces, $10 gold pieces, $20 gold pieces, $50 gold pieces. You know, gold has always been used for the higher amounts, and silver has been used for the lesser amounts.
Correct. And so what would that $5 gold piece be worth today?
Oh, yeah. Well, you're looking at right now, I would let's see, I'm trying to think of the math here. $5, you're probably looking at about almost $500.
Yep. Well, anyway, like I said, we got to avoid falling into the hands of the elite. No matter which system we go to, we need to have a system that is fair and equitable for the average person.
Amen, brother. I agree with you. Thank you.
Keep up the good work, Paul.
You too, Dave. Thank you for calling in. That was Dave from New Mexico, my friends. And look, we have the most intelligent listeners in the world listening to this program and this network. And as a result, we get intelligent comments like those made by Dave. If you'd like to call into the program, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. So here's the thing. The Federal Reserve Act is unconstitutional just based on this paragraph in the Constitution itself. And that's why there was an amendment to permit the Federal Reserve, is because they had actually changed the original Constitution to permit the Federal Reserve to sell us its worthless Federal Reserve notes. And trust me, these things have continued to depreciate from the moment they started printing them back in 1913. But as I pointed out, Congress is supposed to make gold and silver coin legal tender and basically for the payment of debts. Now, the reality is that they have violated the, it's clear they violate the spirit of the Constitution by even permitting Federal Reserve notes. So the question then becomes, well, what about paper currency? Does it have a place? And the answer is yes. Abraham Lincoln printed greenbacks. Greenbacks were basically paper money that was controlled by the U.S. government through the U.S. Treasury and was interest-free. We paid nobody interest. And if we were to go to greenbacks, the same system Abraham Lincoln set up, obviously we'd get rid of the banksters, obviously we'd get rid of the crown's influence, and obviously this country would go through a great period of prosperity just like they did after Lincoln basically said, screw you to the banksters. The reason he was assassinated, my friends. And of course, we know that Kennedy, John Kennedy, also tried to take away the power of the Federal Reserve Bank through his printing of silver certificates and gold certificates. And the first thing that they did is when they assassinated him, is Lyndon Baines Johnson repealed the ability of our treasury to print its own currency. Its own money. I believe paper money is part of the equation. I'm not one of these guys that thinks that the entire economy can run on gold and silver coin. I think paper money has a place. But I think the only way it's going to work is if it's actually owned by we, the people. Now, the other thing is, if you take a look at, notice the part about gold and silver as the only thing the states can make legal for the payment of debts. The United States minted all of its dimes, quarters, and half dollars as 90% silver prior to 1965. This is what Dave was talking about. And the reality is that they won't mess with silver. They can't mess with silver. Why? It's never been done. There's never been a Silver Confiscation Act, my friends. There never will be one because silver has too many other uses. Computers, it's used in technology, it's used in medical applications, it's used by your dentist. I mean, it's just got too many applications, and it is a precious metal. There's 15 ounces of silver for every 1 ounce of gold. It is a precious metal. And so if all the gold in the world would fit in a tennis court about six stories high, then all the silver in the world would fit in 15 tennis courts six stories high. It's really not that much of it. According to the two industry silver surveys by the Silver Institute, in the CPM group, mankind has about 250 million ounces to up to 650 million ounces of silver. Those numbers do not include silver jewelry. If we use the larger number, there is about seven times as much gold in the world as silver. Now, isn't that interesting? There's seven times as much gold in this world of ours as there is silver. Another way to say it is that mankind holds less than 1 year's mine supply of silver. believe it or not, that makes silver scarcer than gold right now. But how about silver jewelry? We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back again. Please feel free to call into the program. I always enjoy your phone calls. The number is 800-313-9443.
Allison C. is made from pure garlic through a patented process that stabilizes the actual Allison of 34 cloves of garlic in one tiny capsule. Allison only exists for a fraction of a second when you crush a clove of garlic. It is the most powerful, natural antibiotic known to man and has been proven in laboratory testing to kill bacteria, viruses, fungus, and parasites without upsetting the natural balance of healthy organisms in the body. Allison C also helps prevent disease when taken on a regular basis. You can purchase your Allison C through Paul Drockton's website, internettruth.org. Start enjoying the benefits of this all-natural supplement today. Go to internettruth.org for your supply.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton radio program and my website, internettruth.org, where you can find Allison C capsules and Alloderm gel. Allison kills bacteria, viruses, parasites, kills it all, my friends, and leaves the healthy bacteria alone. We've got Patrick from the UK. Patrick?
Hi, Paul. Yeah, sure. How are you today? All right.
Great. How are you doing?
Very good. Thanks so much. I must admit, just listening there, I must admit, I don't like that intro music nearly as much as the beautiful classical music you used to have on the old network some time ago now.
That
was so beautifully calming, and it was lovely. Though you can't carry that across again, can you?
I could. I'll be honest with you. This kind of wakes me up in the morning. You know what I mean?
Well yeah, a bit of Motorhead or whatever it is. Yeah, I was just thinking about. I've enjoyed listening so much to obviously you from time to time, and also there was Robbie Noel, who was very well informed that you probably know of. And mm-hmm. It's interesting that with this gold thing, the gold confiscation in 1933, the attitudes, it seems to be, was so different back then. It was seen, wasn't it seen very much in the US of A as doing your patriotic duty to help the country out of the recession and back, you know, hand in your gold coins, please. You know,
yeah.
and it was very much your patriotic duty. People had much more respect for the government. Two things. The number of people that actually hold gold is so tiny now anyway. It wouldn't make any difference to the overall reserves of the world, you know, if they got them from the individuals and whatever as well. Secondly, people have just got no respect for the government. At least back in 1933, they had more respect, even though it transferred that FDR wasn't quite as, you know, with his Pearl Harbor and all the other things. So I think that it's just not going to be tenable. I don't know what you think when you take that into account.
Yeah, I think people will definitely be hiding it. I mean, who in their right mind is going to turn in their gold when you've got a currency that's being inflated into nothing? You'd be an idiot, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and where do you draw the line? You know, if you've got a nice, it's quite traditional over here in Britain, England, sort of Scotland, to have, you know, as in the US, gold jewelry, like you know, people get a gold signet ring, you know, and it's only really 9 carat gold or much more, and they have it. I mean, where do you draw the line? Are they meant to hand that in as well if you've got jewelry or a watch or something? It's too much gold jewelry and everything, you know, it's too much now interwoven in all the assets and things that even middle-class people, I mean, there's still some left over here, will own gold in something or other. And, you know, you've got the royal mints around the world actually encouraging their people to buy, you know, things like sovereigns and maples and Krugs and things like that. I mean, it's not something that they can really do. They suddenly turn around and demand it back in exchange for useless paper. How are they going to do that? Let's be honest about it.
That's a good point. Now, let me just bring one point up because you brought it up. I think it's a good one. When you look at currencies, it's illegal. I mean, basically, it's against international law. And when I say international law, that's precedent, to confiscate another nation's currency. So in the United States, if I own a gold maple, they can't take it from me. The U.S. government can't take it from me because they would be confiscating Canadian currency. So if you're going to hold gold, the safest way to do that is to hold it, you know, in another country's currency.
Sure, so that is an idea. Over here, it's a double-edged sword because we've got over here what's known as capital gains tax. Mm-hmm. That if you own an asset or a commodity and you sell it, then you're allowed to make so much tax-free. But then if you make a profit over and above that, then you're meant to declare it to the Internal Revenue, or what we call the Revenue Customs, and then you pay tax on the difference. However, they tell you that if you own your own country's currency, for example, if you went out and bought silver Britannias, 1 ounce, and British sovereigns, they're capital gains tax-free. So you've got there's a double-edged sword there. You know, obviously people, I mean, the British sovereign over here, which is a beautiful quarter an ounce fractional coin, as you probably know well. They've been around for hundreds of years. They were issued to World War II fighter pilots and things, and they could be used for trade and barter and buying your way out of trouble. Instantly recognizable. Got old James Bond out of trouble on the train from Russia in love with his 50 gold sovereigns. So they're well known. But it's a kind of double-edged sort of thing, really, because, you know, they're capital gains tax-free, and I'm sure in the U.S. you've got this capital gains tax that you're allowed to make a gain or a profit on an asset, but if you make it over and above a certain amount, you're meant to declare it. Yeah?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, that's interesting about England charging, or basically you're able to buy their currency without paying a capital gain. That tells me that they are literally laying the groundwork for confiscation, and they want you to buy British gold coins so they can confiscate them. And that's why they charge capital gains on foreign gold coins, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to keep you in British coins so that when they confiscate the British gold coins, then, you know, you'll turn them in. So it sounds to me like they're laying the groundwork for a gold confiscation act in Great Britain. Stay with us, Patrick, okay?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots. County road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to the Paul Droxton Radio Program and my website, internettruth.org, where you can buy gold and silver through me. And Patrick, you still with us?
Yes, I'm here, yes.
Excellent. Just a couple other points here. During the gold confiscation in the United States, which lasted through, I believe, 1973, people here were buying Krugerrands, and they were saving Krugerrands. And then Canada came out with the Canadian maple, and that became a very popular coin. So the reality is within the United States, during the past Gold Confiscation Act, they could not confiscate gold coins. Now, when you talk about capital gains, the way it works in the United States is that if you hold an asset for a year, then you pay the capital gains tax, which I think right now is 18%. If you hold the asset less than a year, then you pay the short-term capital gains, which is basically taxable at whatever your income rate is. So go ahead.
Yeah, well, basically over here, it goes into your... I'm not sure the time ownership of the asset where it's considered a gain instead of a profit, but broadly speaking, anything like that goes into your overall capital gain, which every citizen's allowed something like, is getting towards about £10,000 now, which is about $16,000 that you're allowed to make before you then, it goes, you pay capital gains. It's about 40% now. It's quite high. And of course, as you probably also heard about the absolute scandal that we have to pay VAT now on lots of things, obviously. I mean, some states have VAT. I know where you are, but we have to pay VAT at 20% on all silver, even silver coins. But yes, going back to the sovereigns and sovereigns and things like that, I don't think it's a deliberate ploy. They've always been capital gains because obviously we've had the sovereign for hundreds of years, and it was always considered, it was always legal tender with a notional value of £1. It was used in Victorian times, Georgian times, King William IV, as you probably know, I mean, you know probably better than I do. It was always legal tender. It's not, I don't think any government has suddenly decided, well, we're going to make it capital gains tax free so that there's a COVAT plan that allows us to demand it back in exchange for scrip at some future date, and then covertly then raise the price of gold after that, 1933 gold confiscation.
You have way too much. You have way, way too much faith in your government, my friend. Way too much faith. Trust me when I tell you, if they're encouraging you to buy British gold coins in Great Britain, then there's a plan. There always is a plan, because the same people that run our Federal Reserve Bank run yours. And gold is what they want. I mean, if you take a look at 9/11, when they stole $400 billion worth of gold from the World Trade Towers, if you take a look at Fort Knox, which is questionable how much gold is in there, I mean, their history is one of get as much gold as they can, because they view gold as the ultimate standard of wealth. That's how the 1% looks at everything.
I mean, I just think about, you know, obviously any attitude of government here would have changed. And I'm trying to think of, if Gordon Brown couldn't wait to get rid of our gold cheap. Maybe you heard about the big sell-off at Gordon Brown. It was considered a scandal over here that he sold our gold off. He apparently was some ploy to do it, but they even announced ahead that they were going to do it at some point by a week ahead. They warned the market a week in advance that they were going to do it or something like that, and they ended up selling many tons of our gold at only about £400 per ounce, or $400 per ounce.
Who was the buyer of that gold?
Well, I don't know. It was put into the general market. I mean, it must have been other central banks around the world. Well, that's a big
exactly.
question. Who bought it? You know, maybe they knew exactly what they were doing. I don't know. I think
Patrick, let me explain one other thing to you. The International Monetary Fund that everybody talks about when countries go into default to the banksters.
Yeah.
The International Monetary Fund requires payment of debt in gold. If you read the Federal Reserve Charter, they require interest payments in gold. So the banksters, all they want is gold. They don't want worthless paper. They don't want scrip. They want gold. So the bottom line is that your government sold off its gold reserves because they're just as controlled by a Federal Reserve system just as we are.
Well, I mean, our central bank, it's a bit mysterious. It was meant to have been nationalized in 1947, but no one can be exactly too sure who really does own it. Some people say the Queen, some people say the Rothschild, some people say, well, there's proof that the government owns it. It was meant to have been nationalized. No one really knows. Well, that's all very interesting. What I'd say, the British sovereign has just been the traditional thing that's just been around for years. People over here have rings made of sovereigns, full sovereigns, half sovereigns. Mm-hmm. They were issued to fighter pilots. It was considered legal to tender for years in Victorian times. If you were, you know, a gentleman, you had sovereigns. You paid in sovereigns, and you could also have silver coins. That was the sort of the way that you paid for things. The Royal Mint, you know, sells gold sovereigns, and as I say, encourages by way of the fact that it's there on their website that you can buy gold sovereigns. You know, why are they selling gold sovereigns now? I mean, they go at quite a margin over, I would say.
Well, it's interesting. Anyway, it's interesting that, you know, just another thought for you. The VAT tax is also political control. I mean, the fact that England charges 20% on silver imports, I believe all your silversmiths went on strike over that, didn't they?
I'm not altogether sure. It's just been one of the things that, you know, gold is tax-free, VAT-free. Silver attracts VAT at 20%. So what that effectively means, if you want to go to one of the auctions, it just shows how Well, it's a good deal in America. If you want to go to one of the auction sites, for example, and you want to buy your standard 1 ounce gold coin, you will pay, you will pay really getting on for, because the used price takes into account the fact that VAT was paid. You'll be paying around about the equivalent of about $50 to $60 for a 1 ounce gold coin. If you want to go and buy a USA Walking Liberty Eagle, or you want to buy a Canadian Maple Silver, our price takes into account the VAT was paid once upon a time. So you'll be paying $50 to $60 for an individual 1 ounce gold coin. You go and look on eBay or one of the other things what you'll pay. It's very
expensive. Talk just taxes, right? A gold coin, $50 in taxes.
Yeah, because all our prices here take into account that VAT has been paid at 20%, which citizens can't get back.
Yeah, it's an outrage. I mean, to be honest with you, I hold the opinion that the European Union is nothing more than a way for the satanic psychopathic banksters to milk the union as a whole and force the wealthier nations, Great Britain being one of them, and also Germany being the other, to go further in debt as they continue to try to subsidize governments that are totally out of control, like Greece, like Portugal, Italy. And the reality is that it doesn't benefit you at all. And I'll be honest with you, I look forward to the day when there's a true nationalist movement in the United Kingdom where they say, screw you, you know, to the euro. And they go back to a national economy.
Well, it's general apathy here. But yes, the European Union, I mean, the United Kingdom pays something like £50 million a day to be a member of this club. And we are a net importer because we've been deindustrialized to Germany and China and so on and so forth. We are a net importer, so we have no benefit, really, and £50 million a day. And that doesn't even take into a cost all the cost to businesses here and having to comply with all the relentless legislation on employment laws and this and that and whatever. The true cost of businesses here, no one can really be totally sure how much it is in terms of billions of pounds to small businesses here to comply with EU legislation that comes across here. I mean, 85% of our laws here are made by the European Union. The government is a puppet system which just rubber stamps it, and it doesn't matter which party you vote for. Like you have the two-party system, we have a three-party system over here. It has a kind of centre party. So if you imagine your Republicans like your Conservatives and your Democrats like your Labour, we've got a sort of a middle party in between. And at the moment, we've got the Conservatives are in a coalition with that party. But yes, they are very clearly, you know, serving their masters in Europe, and they're implementing all this monetary policy, implementing Agenda 21. Obviously a tide of increasing legislation, banking legislation, control over the financial system. I'm surprised that we're not in the euro, but I think that the politicians would have judged that there would have been a riot if they tried to take us into the Europe by now. So,
yeah.
It's not good. I mean, it's like your North American Union, which George Bush signed, didn't he? I mean, that hasn't really raised much of its head so far, but, you know, obviously most people, I'm aware of NAFTA and GATT, which has not helped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking about that during the show as well. Well, my friend, always a pleasure talking with you, as you know. So I appreciate you calling in today, Patrick.
One thing, please bring back that beautiful music that you used to have.
All right, my
friend. On the other side, back.
All right, I will. Okay. Hey, thanks, Patrick.
Bye.
Patrick from the UK. This, again, great caller, man. He's a great guy. I've talked to him quite a few times. And always bring some great insight into it. And, of course, I love taking calls. I can take calls the whole program, my friends. It doesn't offend me at all because it only adds to the conversation. The number is 800-313-9443. So when we start talking about gold, we need to understand not just the international community or the national community, we need to understand the local community, because the reality is as the dollar continues to decline, and it is. You know, the Federal Reserve is buying back $500 billion a month in treasuries and bonds. That's huge. Basically, what they're doing is they are simply forcing you to take on another $500 billion of debt every month, because they get paid the interest on the bonds that they buy back, and then they get paid the interest on the new bonds that they issue. So they double their return at your expense, at my expense. And so $500 billion over a year is, what, $6 trillion in additional debt? In 1 year, the reported national debt for the United States is $15 trillion. Obviously, it's a joke. Just with the bond buyback period program that the Federal Reserve just started, we're talking about adding $6 trillion to that over the next 12 months. As global economies collapse, the nations start borrowing paper currencies from the International Monetary Fund. They repay these debts in gold. This is why at least 25% of the world's gold is owned by the Rothschild Rockefeller Central Banking System. They give out paper and demand gold in return. The United States also pays the Federal Reserve interest on its currency in gold certificates. These are redeemable in gold bullion. The original charter of the Federal Reserve required stockholders to also pay for their stock in gold. When the organization committee shall have designated the cities in which the Federal Reserve banks are to be organized and fixed the geographical limits of the Federal Reserve districts, every national banking association within that district shall be required within 30 days after notice from the organization committee to subscribe to the capital stock of such Federal Reserve bank in a sum equal to 6% of the paid-up capital stock and surplus of such bank, 1/6 of the subscription to be payable on call. And it goes on and says, any part thereof should be subject to call when deemed necessary by the Federal Reserve Board, said payments to be in gold or gold certificates. So now that the banksters have the ability to extract every available ounce of gold bullion through the coming IMF and Federal Reserve gold confiscation, gold is now, at least national gold, is a liability, not an asset. This is why I recommend silver, even though I sell both gold and silver. If you're going to buy gold, make sure that you buy literally British gold sovereigns, which I sell, as you know, or Canadian maples, which I highly recommend. And British gold sovereign is 0.235, almost a quarter ounce of gold. And maples come in various sizes. We've got Daryl from North Carolina. Daryl, you're on the line?
Yes, sir. I was going to buy these Engelhardt silver bars, 100 troy ounces. Mm-hmm. What are they worth now?
100 troy ounces of silver?
There's 100 troy ounces of silver in these Engelhardts.
Yeah. 100 troy ounces of silver. Let's see. Give me a second here, okay? Now, when you buy silver, basically, you buy spot plus. So there's a cost for fabrication, which is manufacturing, a cost, you know, for the whole process of converting that silver from the ground to something usable, you know, getting rid of all the impurities, you know, through refining, things like that. So when you sell it back, I buy it back at spot, my friend. So let me give you an example of what we're looking at. So if you're looking at 100 ounces of silver today, I would pay $3,401 for that bar.
Okay.
So how much did you pay? How much did you pay for it?
Well, I bought that thing around $1,000 years ago.
Not a bad return.
No, it's not a bad return. The Silver Eagles, and you know, you're talking about these like $2.50 gold pieces and $5 gold pieces. Mm-hmm. The half eagles, you know, American half mm-hmm. eagles. The $10 gold pieces.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people collect coins, and you know, but as far as the gold value,
mm-hmm.
What would those coins just get honest? What would be a honest for a $10 gold piece?
Okay. That's a good question. I'll answer it.
They're in good shape, but you know.
Yeah. Basically, $10 gold piece. Give me a second here, all right?
Okay.
I got to take a look at. Just so you know, when people buy, you know, there were companies out there that were selling gold coins, and they were selling them at a huge markup because they were selling numismatic value.
Mm-hmm.
Don't buy anything for numismatic value. You want to buy for melt plus. Melt is the gold that's in the coin. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Hey, give me a second here. Stay with me, okay? We're going to be back after the break, and I'll answer your question about value, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now.
Free bottle offer involves processing and handling fees. Visit www.rnafreemini.com today.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton Radio Program and my website, InternetTruth.org. And we've got Daryl from North Carolina on the line. And you were asking me the price of a $10 gold piece?
Yes,
is that
sir.
Correct?
Yes,
okay, $10 gold pieces, just for audience, were minted from 1907 to 1933, known as Indian Eagles. And there were also the Liberty Eagles, which were 1838 to 1907. Both coins are worth $852 based on the gold value. So about a half an ounce of gold. So $852, my friend.
Okay, and the... like the $5, you know, One of the prettiest coins we ever had was that Indian, the 1913, mm-hmm. The $5 Indian.
Mm-hmm. That's a half eagle. $426 bucks is what I buy them back at.
They're around $500.
Yeah, when you buy, that's why I like the sovereigns, because you're going to get basically melt, and you pay maybe $20 over that. So you're going to get a coin that can't be confiscated, and you're going to get a coin basically that you're paying for the melt, you know, the coin, which is the gold value. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay, that's the $5 one.
The $5 gold Indian half eagle is $426 right now. How much did you pay for it?
Oh, I'm about $100 years ago. Part of that auction.
Still not a bad return, my friend.
And then you got the 2.5. You got the, is I got like 2.5, the $5 and the $10. I sold, I had a golden maple leaf. Mm-hmm. Get $375 for it, and I sold that one. But I had it for many years.
Mm-hmm. You paid $375 for it. I'm going to guess you bought that right around 1999.
It was later on. It was I bought it in 2000, around 2005.
Really? So that eagle today is worth almost $1,800.
Mm. Okay. The $10 you say I got. You say the $10 is
about a half ounce, $852.
Okay, so $852.
Mm-hmm.
And the $5 Indian
would be $426.
And a $2.5 one.
$213.
Okay. Well, you try to get. There's a lot of people in the state of North Carolina. They buying up coins, and they're hurting a lot of people, because a lot of people don't even know what they got anyway. You know.
Yeah. They stick it to them. Well, I'll tell you what. If someone sends me gold, they get spot, which is the prices I quoted you. Mm-hmm. So you know, I take care of people, and then basically, you know, I charge a little fee, you know, for handling the transaction, and that's it.
Okay, what state are you in?
I live in the state of Utah.
Okay, I'm gonna change the subject a little bit. I've heard and understand that the Chinese has bought some of that property up there
through in Utah?
They went through the governor, Alder ATT. Mm-hmm. It was a governor, and they bought about 50,000 acres. Anything to that?
Idaho did that. And if you go to the Idaho International Airport, you'll see that there's a Chinese free trade zone there, which simply means a Chinese colony. And what people don't realize is they can bring in whatever they want, and there isn't anybody that's going to check it. I mean, so who knows what they're importing into this country? You see what I'm saying?
You know, Bill Clinton turned the base over to China back on. You know, he was in office the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Turned them back over. They had a naval base on San Francisco, California.
I apologize, Darryl. We've hit the end of this hour. Can you call me back again?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Good talking with you.
It's true.